وبركاته. Brothers, please come to the front. As usual, we have some brothers already standing outside. May Allah reward, inshallah. Please come to the front. As much as you can, you will be helping other brothers, please. And in the back, please come to the front. Because there will be others coming after you now. Please, also in the back, this side. Jazakumullah, Shaykh. الحمد لله رب العالمين. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. And may Allah peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and his family and his companions and whoever follows them with righteousness to the Day of Judgment. مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ. Whoever Allah guides, no one shall be able to misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whoever Allah allows to go astray, he shall never find any source of guidance. Meaning that whoever flatly rejects the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who is even disinterested in seeking it, he shall never find any other source of guidance. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not grant him light, he shall not find any other source of light. وَنَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. And we bear witness that there is no God except Allah, Him alone. No partners are associated with Him. وَنَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And we bear witness that Muhammad is His Prophet and His Messenger. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we continue our talk about the meaning of the Adhan, and it will take us in total four lectures to complete that, four Friday sermons. We've already completed two, and today we are going to cover the third one. We covered in the last two sermons, two khutbas, the meaning of Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the most great. Allah is the most great. And we mentioned the intention of the Adhan is not only a reminder of the time of the prayer, but there is a message in it, meant to correct your life, to listen to it and apply a correction to your life wherever you are. So when you hear Allah is the most great, and you repeat it after the Muaddin, after the caller to the prayer, tell yourself, what is it myself that you are trying for me to do? If yourself, if your inner self is trying for you to do something that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tell it, listen, Allah is greater than me in my heart than yourself. So I am going to disobey you and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah should be the most great in your heart. And we talked about Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. When you hear it, wherever you are, it should mean to you that I worship none in this universe except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have only one master as a Muslim, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This keeps my head up, keeps the Muslim's head up, keeps his dignity and his honor. And we mentioned that the meaning of worship means ultimate obedience combined with ultimate love. And we mentioned that if you truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then His love should reflect, His love in your heart should be reflected on the entire surrounding. You should be seen to love and deal the way you should with anything that belongs to the one you love. And since everything in this universe belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Muslim is never seen to abuse any of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Muslim should not be seen to harm anything, not even the environment. Islam is the message of peace, and the Muslim should be reflecting this peace and this love throughout his life. Today, we are going to talk about the third portion of the Adhan. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Say, Muhammad, if you truly love Allah, then follow me. Then Allah will love you and will forgive you your sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. Indeed, there has been in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a good example for you, a good role model for you to follow, for whoever seeks the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the last day. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also says, and I'm going to read the interpretation of the meaning of the hadith in Arabic and English because it is long. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "My parable and that of yours, my example and that of yours, is like a man who kindled a fire, who ignited a fire. When it has illuminated all around him, the moths, the grasshoppers, the flies began to fall therein." You know how the moths and the grasshoppers, flies, when they see the light, they just zoom into it. So they were zooming and running towards the fire. He tried to push them away, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, continuing this example. He tried to push them away, but they overcome him and jumped into it. "I am catching hold of your waist ties." Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "I am catching hold of your waist ties to save you from fire, but you slip away from my hands. But you slip away from my hands." One thing that clearly distinguishes Islam from all of the other religions that exist on earth, one thing that makes Islam a complete way of life and which does not make the other religions suitable to become a complete way of life, is that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam serves for us as a complete role model. A complete role model. In all aspects of life of a human being, he represents a role model. He represents a role model for us as a leader. He represents a role model for us when, at the time when he was influential and powerful in Medina. He represents a role model for us when he was weak in Mecca. He represents a role model for us as a husband. He represents a role model for us as a father. He represents a role model for us as a companion. He represents a role model for us as a guide. Today, in the 30 minutes assigned for us, I hope to be able to cover aspects of the role model of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for us as a husband, as a father, and also as a grandfather, and also as a guide. What I would like for each and every one of us to do when we hear the adhan, when the adhan says "Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah," and we repeat after him, we think what it means. It means that I and you are saying that we accept Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be our role model in this life. We accept him our role model in this life. So if we accept him our role model in this life, we should be checking our behavior against his behavior. And what we are doing, does it comply with his guidance or not? And if we find out that what we are doing does not comply with his guidance, meaning that we should make a correction. The adhan is supposed to be a call for correction 5 times a day. Let us talk about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a husband, as a loving husband, as a role model for us. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most generous, most noble, most honorable, best and most just husband. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most lenient of all people and the best of all of them in treating others. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Aisha narrated, he was always seen smiling. He was always seen smiling, not frowning. Many of us think that a religious person has to appear frowning. Where does that come from? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always seen smiling. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam never hit a wife or a servant, and he never insulted anybody. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to play with his wives and joke with them. We're talking about his role model as a husband. One day, he, talking to Aisha, he said to Aisha, "Aisha, I can tell when you are happy with me and when you are angry at me. I can tell." She said, how? He said, when you are happy with me and you want to swear by God, you want to swear by Allah, you say, I swear by the God of Muhammad. When she's happy with him and she wants to swear by Allah, she says, I swear by the God of Muhammad. But when she's unhappy with him, she says, I swear by the God of Ibrahim. Women have their own ways to get the message across. So Aisha responded, she said, well, Messenger of Allah, yes. But at that time, maybe I don't speak your name, but it rests there in my heart. Was he joking with his wives? If you ask one of us, do you joke with your wife? He would tell you, what do you mean, I joke with my wife? I have to remain frowning all the time to keep my headship in the family. You know, because if I order something, I mean, they have to see me serious and obey me. Otherwise, I lose my authority. Well, whose guidance is this? This is not Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's guidance. Whoever is doing this, and he says, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, he's not really realizing that he's not accepting Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a role model with his wife. Let me tell you this story and see how he was playing with his wives. Aisha narrates that one day she cooked something called khazira. Something called khazira. K-H-A-Z-E-E-R-A. Khazira. And she said that she went to serve it to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his other wife, Sauda, was to his left. So Aisha came and she said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's right. And then she said, I invited Sauda to eat from my cooking. Sauda said no. Either she doesn't like the khazira or she doesn't like Aisha's food. So Aisha jokingly said to Sauda, and remember, I mean, they were in good terms with each other, the wives. They were in good terms because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not put them in competition with one another. He was treating them well, and they all realized that he was just with them. What's there to worry about? So they were even joking with one another, the wives. So Aisha said to Sauda, if you do not eat from my khazira, from my cooking, I am going to wipe it in your face. Sauda insisted that she did not want to eat from al khazira. From that we can conclude that khazira is served cold. I hope so. So when she refused, Aisha took some of the khazira and put it all over Sauda's face. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is watching the conversation and laughing. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw that happening, he took part of the khazira and he gave it to Sauda and he said, do the same thing for Aisha. And she actually wiped it in Aisha's face. And three of them were laughing. Now for the housewives sitting here today and who are still thinking what that khazira is, they're interested in cooking. Well, I researched that and the two main ingredients of it appear to be flour and ghee. And we can see how the idea came across to Aisha. The flour turned the face white and the ghee helped to make it stick. So for the housewives attending with us today, you are free to go and cook khazira for your husband today and play with him as you wish. His mercy and his kind treatment of all women, women in general, our role model, how do we treat women? How we Muslims should be treating women? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is quoted to have said, "Istawsu bin nisa'i khayran." Treat women kindly. Treat women kindly. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also says, "Inni uharriju haqqa al-da'ifayn, al-yatim wal-mar'a." I declare inviolable, meaning that no one is allowed to violate. No one is allowed to violate the right of two weak ones, orphans and women. A woman, a girl, once came to Aisha, and she said to her, My father wants to force me to marry somebody that I do not want to marry. What should I do? So Aisha said, wait here until Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes. So the girl waited, and then when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came, she told him about her story. And then he called her father, and then he told her in front of her father that the decision is hers. He made it very clear to the father that the decision for marriage is hers. And then after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave the decision to her, she said, now I declare that I accept my father's choice, but I wanted all women to know that Islam does not allow fathers to force their daughters to get married, for marriage. This is how wise the wives of the Muslim wives used to be. His mercy and his kindness to girls, daughters in particular. His role example to us as a father, as a father. When you are hearing the adhan and you say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, check yourself. How am I as a father? You check yourself now as a husband. And you're making corrections to comply with the example of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, you're hearing the adhan. How are you behaving with your children? In particular, the weaker ones of them, the girls. And Islam actually asked us to pay particular attention to girls because they are the weaker ones. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to express his love to his daughter Fatima. And he used to say, فَاطِمَةُ بِضَعَةٌ مِنِّي يُرِيبُنِي مَا رَابَهَا وَيُؤْذِينِي مَا آذَى. Fatima is part of me. And she hears him saying that. She hears him. Fatima is part of me. Hurts me, whatever hurts her. How many of us really express their love to their children? Do we really pay attention to that? Do we not realize that we really need to make our children realize our love? Fathers are normally known to be tough. But why? Okay, in guiding certain things, but you should still express your love to them so that they know when you're guiding them for something that's good to them, that you're doing that out of love. Just like you guide them for certain things to do, tell them that you love them. Make them hear that you love them. And then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man 'ala jariyatani hatta tablugha jaa yawm al-qiyamati ana wa huwa ka hatayn wa damma asabi'ahu." Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Whoever supports two girls, two daughters, until they grow up and then they go get married, I, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, will come with him in the day of judgment together in Jannah." This is how Islam is advising us to treat women kindly, to treat the woman kindly, as a wife, and as a daughter, and as a sister. But was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his love to his children spoiling them? He's a role model for us. Loving children does not necessarily mean spoiling them, or just giving them what they need of the worldly things, and forget about aspects that will be good for them in the hereafter. One time, Ali ibn Abi Talib, who is the husband of Fatima, the daughter of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was watching her do the household work, and she had already two kids at that time. And the household work really impacted her so much, affected her so much. She became so tired, so exhausted of the household work. And then he advised her, he said, why don't you go to your father and ask him to give you a servant? Her father is the leader. He's the leader of the Medina, the Arab, the entire Arabian Peninsula. He should be able to do that. So she went to talk to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She found some people with him. She felt shy and she returned. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sensed that she wanted something from him. So later on, he went to her and he said, Fatima, what is it that you wanted? Well, she was shy. So Ali ibn Abi Talib explained to him that she was coming to ask you to maybe give her a servant to help her. Then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at Fatima and said, "My daughter, do your household work. My daughter, do your household work. And I'm going to tell you about something that is going to be better for you than the servant." This is for housewives to remember. And remember that and do it. He asked her, he said, "When you go to bed at night, فسبحي ثلاثا وثلاثين," say سبحان الله, سبحان الله, سبحان الله, 33 times. وحمدي ثلاثا وثلاثين, say الحمد لله, الحمد لله, الحمد لله, 33 times. وكبري أربعا وثلاثين, say الله أكبر, الله أكبر, الله أكبر, 34 times. In total will be 100. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "That, my daughter, will be better for you than the servant." And she said, "I obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, and this is what I am going to do." He's taking care of children, a role model for us, for taking care of children. When we hear the adhan, let's check how do we treat children in general. Not only our children, but children that we meet in the mosque, in the masjid, in the street, anywhere. Muslims should be seen as people loving children, because this is the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the Bedouins came once to Medina. For those who don't know what a Bedouin is, Bedouins are the people who live in the desert. They basically move from one place to another in tents, one place to another, and they take their sheep and their camels with them. And they live in a rather rough environment. So that actually reflects on their behaviors. So he came to Medina and he saw Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam kissing his grandchildren, Al Hassan, Al Hussein, and Umama. Umama from his daughter Zainab, Al Hassan, Al Hussein from his daughter Fatima. And then he said, the Bedouin said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Do you really kiss your children? We never do that. Was considered to be a sign of manhood that I'm a man, how do I kiss a child?" Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "And what can I do for you if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the mercy out of your heart?" Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be seen praying, holding Umama, the granddaughter from his daughter Zainab, carrying her. So while he's standing up, he would be carrying her, and then when he is prostrating, he would put her on the floor, and then when he stands up again, he carries her. Imagine, the leader of humanity is doing this. One day Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was praying, and he was in the prostration of the prayer. Then his grandsons, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein, came in, and they climbed over his back. They climbed over his back. And then the companions realized that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept prostrating for a very long time, to the extent that they were worried about him. But then after that, when the prayer was finished, they asked him, "Why did you prostrate for such a long time?" He said, "My sons," he called them my sons, they are really his grandchildren. He said, "My sons were climbing my back and I just didn't want to hasten them. I didn't want to hasten them." And he used to pass by in the streets, by when he's walking in the streets, the children would come to him and he would pat them on the head and he would cheer them up and he would shake hands with them. This is how the manners of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam were. Anytime, brothers and sisters, we hear the adhan, let us give it the meaning that we are supposed to give it. It is not supposed to be just a reminder of the time of the prayer. It is not an alarm clock. When you hear "Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah," check the manners of your wife. Check your behavior with your wife. Check your behavior with your children. Check your behavior with children in general and women in general. I say this and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for all of us. نسأل الله عز وجل أن يجعلنا من عباد الرحمن الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه أولئك الذين هداهم الله وأولئك هم أولو الألباب. Those who listen to the speech and follow the best of it, those are the ones Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided and those are the people of understanding. استغفر الله إنه هو الغفور الرحيم وادعوه يستجب لكم. الحمد لله. All praise is due to Allah, غافر الذنب, forgiver of sin, وقابل التوب, acceptor of repentance, شديد العقاب, severe in punishment, ذي الطول, owner of abundance, لا إله إلا هو إليه المصير, there is no God except Him, to Him is our return. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, and I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. May Allah be pleased with him and his family and his companions to the Day of Judgment. We continue thinking of the meaning of Muhammad Rasulullah. Muhammad is our role model, as a guide, as a teacher. Each and every one of us has an obligation to teach others. Each and every one of us. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, بلغوا عني ولو آية. Deliver from me, convey from me, even if you know one ayah. So, you are supposed to teach others, either your children, or your wife, or your relatives, or other people. And you're supposed to do that according to the Prophet's guidance. First of all, people have to see in your manners. They have to see good manners in you to accept your guidance. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Anas says, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أَحْسَنُ النَّاسِ خُلُقًا. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best of all people in his manners. And Aisha narrates that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَفِيقٌ يُحِبُّ الرِّفْقَ وَيُعْطِ الرِّفْقَ مَا لَا يُعْطِي عَلَى الْعُنْفِ وَمَا لَا يُعْطِي عَلَى مَا سِوَاهُ. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forbearer. He is lenient, forbearer. يُحِبُّ الرِّفْقَ. He loves forbearance. And he gives for forbearance what, and he does not give for severity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards for forbearance, and he does not reward for severity, and does not reward for anything other than forbearance. And Aisha quotes Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as saying, إِنَّ الرِّفْقَ لَا يَكُونُ فِي شَيْءٍ إِلَّا زَانَهُ وَلَا يُنْزَعُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا شَانَهُ. Leniency, whenever it's mixed with something, it beautifies it, it adorns it. And whenever it's withdrawn of something, it leaves it defective. It leaves it defective. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is quoted to have said, يَسِّرُوا وَلَا تُعَسِّرُوا وَبَشِّرُوا وَلَا تُنَفِّرُوا. Make things easy and don't make them difficult. And promote people, encourage them, and don't repulse them. Let us look at this story and see the behavior of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a teacher. And try to imagine the scene. Try to imagine the scene. One day Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in the mosque, in the masjid, with his companions. A Bedouin came into the mosque. And then he went to a corner of the mosque and started to urinate there. Imagine we are here, and then somebody comes and he goes to the corner and starts urinating there. The companions, sawing this, they wanted to rush to the Bedouin and do what, you know, but their minds told them to do. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped them. He said, stop, stop. لا تزرموه. Don't stop him. Let him continue. Let him continue urinating. And in the mosque, yes. This was the order of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let him continue urinating and in the mosque. Why? Because if he cut himself, it might harm him health-wise. And the health, I mean the Muslim, the human being is most important, is more important than anything else. It's more important. This is the greatness of Islam. And then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the man finished urinating, he ordered the companions to take a bucket of water and just to pour it on the urine. And then he called the Bedouin. And leniently, with love, with kindness and mercy, he told him, "My brother, the mosques have not really been made for anything like that. They have been only made for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the prayers." The man, so touched with the kindness of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the role model, remember the role model, so touched by the kindness of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and angry at the companions why they yelled at him, he raised his hands and started making dua. He said, "Allah, Allah, give your mercy to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to myself, and don't include anybody else with us." Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at him and said, "Why are you restricting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy? Allah's mercy covers everything." In another story, the companion was in the mosque with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the mosque with his companions, and a young man comes to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in front of everybody, he tells him, "Messenger of Allah, allow me to make zina. Allow me to make fornication." The companions said, "Mah, mah," in Arabic. This is actually a word used to reprimand, to blame. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them, "Stop, stop." And then he called them. And again, with love and leniency, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Do you accept it for your mother? Do you accept zina, fornication, for your mother?" The young man said, "No, Messenger of Allah, I don't." And he said, "Then the people also don't accept it for their mothers. Do you accept it for your sister?" The young man said, "No, Messenger of Allah, I don't." Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "And similarly, the people don't accept it for their sisters." He said, "Do you accept it for your aunt?" He said, "No, I don't." Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "And similarly, other people don't accept it for their aunts." And he kept reminding him of cases, and he was always saying, "No, I don't." And he was reminding him that similarly, people don't accept it for themselves. And then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam put his hand on the heart of the young man, and he said, "Allahumma ighfir dhanbah wa hassin farjah wa tahhir qalbah." Allah, forgive him his sin and safeguard his chastity, meaning protect his private parts from sin, protect his private parts from zina, from fornication, and purify his heart. The man says, "I left and there was nothing that I hated more than fornication." Brothers and sisters, a call and a reminder for each and every one of us. When we hear the adhan, "Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah," we make it a message for us to change our way of life to comply with the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm going to make dua, and you raise your hands and say ameen. Allahumma inna nad'uka kama amartana, fastajib lana kama wa'adtana ya rabbal alameen. Allah, we are supplicating to you as you have ordered us, so answer our call as you have promised us. O Allah, please forgive our sins as only you can. We pray that you forgive the sins of everyone in our families. Allah, please keep us on the true path of Islam, and we pray that you keep everyone in our families on the true path of Islam. Allah, if you send us goodness, let us be grateful and thankful. And if you send us adversity, let us be patient and constant. Allah, please guide us and protect us as only you can. Allah, let everything we do be for your sake only. Allah, please protect us from the temptation of the shaitan, the punishment of the grave, and the fires of hell. Allah, please let us be more patient, loving, kind, and generous. Oh Allah, please let us do good deeds and protect us from doing wrong deeds. Oh Allah, please give us the good things in this life and the good things in the hereafter. Allah, please Allah, help us to be better Muslims than we have been in the past. Allah, please help us be better Muslims than we have been in the past. And we pray that you help everyone in our families to be better Muslims than they have been in the past. Allah, please let us be better husbands, wives, fathers, mothers, brothers and sisters. Allah, please bring non-Muslims to Islam. Allah, please bring non-Muslims to Islam. Let them see the truth. You are the most blessed, most exalted. For you is all the praise, our Lord. وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. And stand up for the prayers.